Good morning, pet keepers and animal lovers of all ages. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, and I'm here with my pet expert co-host, Rick Pruse. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Lee.
Rick, before we get started this week, we need to share with our listeners how to contact us. The email address for the show is mmpets@1320wils.com. Or if you want to go back and hear one of our previous shows, you can do that by going to our website at www.1320wils.com and just click on the Pet Show banner, and all of our show audio is there. So, Rick, I want to talk again. We brought it up last week about a new segment we're going to be adding called Rick's Picks, and I know you know all about that. And again, what we're asking for our listeners to do is to participate in the show. So why don't you tell the listeners what it is that you want them to do?
Hi, listeners. Hey, this is Rick Pruse. And what I'd like to do is invite every one of you that has a story that's all about the positive relationship between you and your pet and the value of pet ownership. Write that down or take a photograph of that relationship and send it in to us so that we can actually trumpet what's really important about this pet show.
Yeah, it's really a way of us trying to understand just how meaningful these relationships are between people and their pets, because we talk about it almost every week about how to be a better pet keeper and the importance of the relationship. And this is just a way of our getting our listeners to be able to participate, and they get to win some really cool stuff from some of our great sponsors. So there is a benefit to them as well. So we just would ask that you do send something in to us on the email address, and Rick will go through and talk about it on the air starting next week. So it's a great way to involve our listeners. Rick, today we've got a very interesting show. We're going back to the issue of horses. Part of the reason why is because we've had a sponsor, the Department of the Interior, who's got that wild horse auction going on right now as we speak in Midland. And for any of you who are on your way there, good luck. For those of you who aren't going there, we've been talking a lot about the personality of horses, the care of them, and we're going to do a lot more of that today.
Yeah, I think what's really nice about this show is that there's a lot of people out there, you, myself, that have never had a horse. So between the last show and this show, what we're trying to get across, if somebody's thinking about it, does it make sense? Is it a good idea? And if it's not necessarily a good idea, heck, we're still all curious as ever about what does it take to keep a horse. If nothing else, what does it take for the neighbor over there to keep that horse? And then that gives you some conversation to kind of bring up with the neighbor.
Well, and horses have always been a passionate part of my family. Unfortunately, it was more the betting on them as opposed to the owning of them. But at the end of the day, I've had a couple of brothers who have spent a lifetime going to the racetrack and watching the horses run. And unfortunately, I haven't been so good at that. But they really are neat animals, and it's great to learn from experts like the ones that we've got here in mid-Michigan.
And our next guest, Dr. Elizabeth Carr, she is somebody that came into our store and she doesn't come too often. She was actually doing something for a animal rescue, and I just happened to ask her, you know, if she knew anybody that could tell us all about horses and care of them, and I saw that she was a veterinarian over at Michigan State University. And I think that's what's exciting about today's show, is I think she brings to the table some questions, some curiosity, and some opportunities for somebody that was thinking about doing this.
Well, and the other segments we've got, too, are interesting. Last week, we talked about police dogs, and today we've actually got another police sergeant coming on, but she's part of the Mounted Patrol in Oakland County, and she's going to be able to talk with us about what it's like in order to have a horse and to do police work. And then at the end of the show, Rick, we've got a very interesting interview, a newscaster who you're used to getting the news from, but you probably didn't know how involved with horse rescue she is, but that's Robbie Timmons, and she's going to be on to talk all about what Canter is and what they do. So we've got a really exciting show dealing with horses that should be informative and a little bit fun. So we hope all of you will stick with us through the show, and again, please send in those entries for Rick's Picks. But in the meantime, meantime, we've got Dr. Carr from Michigan State coming up right here after the break on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.